Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails, read your reviews, and read your emails. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. But in the future, could it be you?
Could it be you?
Official announcement, hot off the press. We put it
hot
on
off the presses. See,
hot off the presses. See, we already posted it on our social media, but if you're a patron, you, yes, you, I'm talking to you specifically, can be a guest host of your favorite podcast, Web Crawlers, while Melissa is having a baby and learning how to raise it.
That's a fun way to put it. Yeah. Figuring out
and
keep a human alive.
And figuring out what to do with it. So all you have to do is be a patron or become a patron. It's as little as $2 a month. And then send us a message. Say, hey, I would like to guest host an episode. Or if you have an idea for an episode, you can write and host your own episode as well. And I'll be your guest host.
Yeah, and we've gotten like around 10-ish messages. We've already got some interest, so people are into it.
And that's really fun if you've always been interested in something and want to teach everyone about it, or if you've had a crazy experience and want to let everyone know, or if you have a field of expertise, that's really cool as well. So the deadline for this is September 1st. So become a patron or message us on our Patreon by then. Please do it on our Patreon so we have everything in one place. And we will message everyone, and then we will create kind of a calendar so you guys can choose dates that work for everyone, and we will get to recording. We record on Zoom, so please make sure you have Zoom, and we will send out all the details once, you know,
it'll probably be October-ish.
Yes. Yeah. Because Melissa pops that baby out sometime in September.
Who knows when? Could be tomorrow.
Could be tomorrow because you're getting there.
This baby's giant. I can't walk upstairs. I got to take like a 5-minute rest every time I walk up the stairs.
That's crazy.
I don't recommend it. It sucks. It really sucks.
I do not recommend. No. So, yes, please join us. We would love to have you guest host. It'd be so fun. And then we're also going to have some other guest hosts like Jessica from What's Up Weirdo podcast. Yeah. We'll have Dana from Acast, formerly Earwolf. And Rachel from Hollywood Crime Scene. It's going to be really fun when Melissa's away.
I can't wait till everyone's like, you know, like, Melissa's cool, but like, I really love these guest hosts. And I'll be like, cool, thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Anyways, should we get into some voicemails?
We have some reviews. This is from KDH429 Awooga.
Awooga.
Hi, ladies. I found your podcast earlier this summer and have been listening to episodes nonstop. I find myself saying boy oy 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 oying and la 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 in daily conversations. You ladies are hysterical and remind me of my group of girlfriends. The sleepwalking Maria's demon voice episode remains a classic. Keep it up, Kayla. This is from AJA59501. I've been listening to you girls for years now, and I actually was so mad about the Ouija board prank.
That was fucked.
That I stopped listening for like a few months. Wait,
oh my
really?
God. That's so funny.
Oh no.
Yeah, she was standing up for me.
Oh no. Was that mean what I did?
That's amazing.
That's amazing. But found my way back and the rest is history. I adore you girls and I'm so excited for Web Crawler's baby. Also, I wanted to suggest a topic. Russell Turcott from Havre, Montana was murdered hitchhiking home from the Rainbow Gathering in 2003. And his murder remains unsolved. Oh, it's definitely an interesting story. Love to hear your take on it. Thanks for keeping us all entertained and best of luck with everything to Melissa.
Oh, that's sweet.
You stop listening after the week.
That's so
prank.
Funny. She's like, I refuse.
Oh, no.
Anti-bullying.
This is from Dan Tana.
Aww.
5 stars? Yeah, you could say that. Hi, internet friends. I'm here to brush up my review of this pod after several years now. And you know what? It's still great. Allie and Melissa are a delight to listen to and so funny and so cool. I came for the paranormal stuff and stayed for everything else because everything they put out is gold. And I've made so many sweet, kind internet friends from the fan community, too.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's nice.
Really true. Our Discord, they're all like best friends. It's really cute.
I know.
Cute.
I love it. And then this is from Alley Cat Mom.
Me.
I stumbled upon the pod after hearing Tenny and Jessica talk about it on their What's Up Weirdo pod. During a long ride dropping my son off to visit his grandparents, I got into it. I got home. I couldn't stop. I'm almost through all of them now. But I look forward to locking myself on my porch again with new episodes and wine in the near future. Thank you, ladies. Ooh. Keep it up. La, la, la.
Now that sounds like a nice day.
Man, a porch. I wish I had a porch.
I have a little front porch, but...
with a rocking chair.
Yeah, but it's across from an elementary school, so I would feel weird just like sitting on the porch looking out.
Get arrested. Be like, ma'am, you can't. I know this
I'm
is
like,
your house.
But it's weird.
You drink your coffee and you stare at the kids.
Yeah. Saying, ah, what a morning.
Having a great morning. Okay, let's get into these voicemails. Okay, here's the first one.
Hello, this is from Web Crawlers. I just had to do like a deep breathing exercise to get through this phone call. I kind of just lost it listening to Ali talk about the Danube River, and I'm going to call it that from now on.
Danube River?
I actually was just on a river cruise on the Danube like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
Danube?
And it was really beautiful, really hot.
My bad.
But on that cruise, I like had my own single room. I was traveling with a bunch of family.
That's fun.
The average age of like passenger was probably like 80. So I'm like the youngest person there besides, you know, crew members.
That sounds fun.
I was like kind of stressed out. I'm like, I think someone's like sneaking into my room. Like someone opened my door even though I had it deadbolted. And I was like in the shower and I like found a towel on my bed. And then when I woke up the next morning, my door was open. It's like really weird shit, stressing me out. And then I started getting like these Instagram like follow requests. So I kept blocking it. So I was like, oh no, what if it's someone like working on the ship? Like,
oh, I don't like that.
But and then it was, and he like started messaging me under like a fake profile, being like,
what?
Hey, like I don't buy it. I just want to like talk to you. Like we're gonna be together for like 14 days. So like, come
no.
And I, like, never responded. I, like, went to, like, the upper management people.
Yeah.
And they were, like, what the fuck? Like, this is not okay. They eventually did, like, this whole investigation with, like, all the stuff and, like, found this kid who was doing it. And he was my room steward. So I'm pretty sure that's how he knew, like, my full name, what room I was in. Because he was commenting about, like, how I hadn't left my room for 3 days because I wasn't feeling good.
What?
And they basically, like, kicked him off in some tiny village in Serbia. And
then, like, good. It's a little overkill.
So I'm happy to travel with them again. But they handled it pretty well. But also, like, what the fuck? Yeah, so he's hopefully home and learning his lesson. I don't
he's
know.
Lost in Serbia.
Yeah.
I don't even know the guy. But now he's like in Serbia. So yeah, that's my Danube story. Okay, bye.
What? That's crazy. Okay, it's Danube. Didn't know that. Good to know.
Danube. That's really, that's really unprofessional and really scary because you're on a boat and you're like,
for
I can't.
2 weeks?
Yeah, like I can't avoid this feeling. That's really scary.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm glad they kicked him off. That's I don't like that.
Man. River cruise does sound nice, though.
Yeah, I want to go on a river cruise.
In the Danube.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Sarah calling from Pennsylvania. And did I just call 3 times? Yes. there's a way that you can skip the ringing and the voicemail prompts, it would be great because definitely the anxiety builds and then you get nervous when you don't have it. But anyway, I'm new to the podcast. I'm kind of listening backwards. And I just listened to your Nostradamus episode recently and was talking to my boyfriend about it. And he mentioned what's her name? The Baba Vanga, the blind woman that predicts things like Nostradamus. And literally the next day, she was in the news. So I thought that was kind of a weird synchronicity kind of thing. And then, yeah, we were camping this past weekend in West Virginia, and I played an episode for him, and he said that your voices were annoying, and the hashtag #BanAllMen in me loves you even more now.
Thank you.
But right now I'm actually listening to your mailbag episode from last December, 2021. And
no recollection.
Super cute Canadian guy called in and said 2022 was going to be our year, your year. And I'm here to say 2022 has been no one's year.
true.
But, I think I figured out where Maria's been. Is she off editing your Monster Mash? Because I'm really hoping that that comes out soon.
Yes.
Anyway, love you guys. Really into the podcast. I'm so glad I found it. And keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Well, thanks for standing up. For what's right. Okay, next message.
This message is for the web crawler. Oh. It's your girl. I just had to call in because the girl asked and her ass is on fire. First of all, I'm so sorry. But I've done that before too, not with a booty mask, which I am.
Oh, the butt mask.
Right.
Cool, but I also don't know. I don't know how much that stuff works. It does seem kind of skinny, but booty mask. Oh yeah. So I put on this stuff and it, cause like I was having pain and it's a muscle relieving gel. And so it has, capsaicin in it. I should know how to say that. I love hot stuff and I have a degree in nutrition, so I should know how to say that. Capsaicin. And so anyway, you're not supposed to put it on like directly after a shower because your pores are all like opened up. And I put it on, I covered my entire back because my back had been hurting and I, same thing, was up all night with like an itchy fucking burning back.
Oh no.
That's all horrible. I wanted to say is like maybe try it again without like not fresh out of the shower when you're, or like a hot bath when like your pores are all open. And then maybe it would just have, like, the firming effect and not, like, the burning effect. I don't know. If you're brave enough, to give it another try. That's just like my hypothesis, my hypothetical solution. But also I wanted to say that I do not get targeted ads for that, but lately I've been getting a lot of targeted ads for Lexapro. And yeah, I'm not on Lexapro, so funny. But I did tell you guys how I need to go see a therapist, and I did make an appointment. I've been telling everybody how terrible my anxiety is, so I don't know if that's used for anxiety and depression. I think it is. I'm pretty sure. No. Anyway, I know because I was talking to my best friend, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. I love you. Okay, I love you, girls. I have more to talk to you about, but another time. Okay, love you. Bye. Hong Kong.
Wow, those butt masks.
I see, I get ads for them all the time on my Instagram, and I'm so curious about whether or not they work.
Well, apparently they make people's butts burn, so...
I've heard that they are burny.
That means it's working.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers. It's Chris from Chicago / Vegas. Just wanted to call and say I love
Chicago,
the show,
Las
but
Vegas?
More importantly... I'm in love with James from Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
My girlfriend is totally cool with it. James, if you hear this, I'm free on Thursday night and would like to hang out. Please respond to this and then hang out with me on Thursday night when I'm free. Boy, yo, 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 yo.
His girlfriend's okay with it.
A love match. I love this. We don't know. We don't know if it's next Thursday.
I think this was... These are about a month old.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the problem. Fuck. We got to... What was that guy's name again? We got to make this happen. We got to make this happen.
From Chicago / Las Vegas.
Oh, man.
Two great cities.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
This message is for the web crawlers. I didn't... Well...
Huh?
Boy, oh, yeah. I didn't realize what I had stumbled across. Okay, so this is the McDonald's headquarters, Hamburger University, and apparently you can get a bachelor's degree in hamburgerology, but
what?
It's really hard to get into the school because you only are qualified if you're like an employee.
Wait, what? Is it McDonald's school?
It's so interesting.
Hamburger University.
But I felt like I couldn't just drop that on you. And I know you probably already figured this out, but like, oh
yes.
My God. And I'm looking at the menu for like global favorites. I finally found a menu. There's something called a McPlant. There's a barbecue bacon quarter pounder with cheese. Your ghost pepper McChicken, fuck me up, fam. That's like a truck going by.
Hamburger University.
This is crazy.
I don't know. This just looks wild to me. I feel like also there's a Canadian salad called I'm Greeking Out. So, okay. I don't know. I feel like you guys can read. I don't need to tell you the menu. But I just thought that was crazy. It's apparently the headquarters. It's super fancy. And I want to go. And also, I also wanted to call back and say, I was just trying to remember. I got excited. All my friends and all my bimbo friends in Illinois. And I think, you know, anyone and everyone is invited to meet at the global menu, McDonald's University in Chicago. And did you know there's a goth Target in Chicago,
A goth Target?
I don't know. You guys are the Chicago podcast, so I just had to show you in on all these fun little things that I'm finding that are so interesting. I want to go explore. Okay, this message.
It's just black. It's gothic architecture.
That's cool.
Okay, love you. Bye bye bye. I mean, bye bye bye.
Ooh, that was good.
That was good.
Wait, so there's a Hamburger University.
This is crazy.
A goth Target. It's just an all black building. That's a pretty cool building.
That's a cool building. We got to do a mini episode or a Patreon episode on this Hamburger University. Wow. The school accepts less than 1% of its applicants.
That's like harder than get into the two.
Harvard.
Harvard.
It's the Harvard of hamburger universities.
Thebestschools.org, Hamburger University. Wow. McDonald's is among the biggest employers in the world. Yes, we know. Hamburgerology. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look into this.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Next message.
This message is for the web crawlers. This is Kelly from Houston, Texas, and I'm just calling you because I am on day 4 of COVID quarantine, and I'm getting bored. Actually, I feel pretty great. Thank you to Becca from the Discord. She's please, Maria, come back for the supplement protocol. I feel excellent. But I still am quarantined and lonely, and my husband is out at the beach with his friends. So a couple of things. Y'all were talking about proposal stories, and Allie, I think I had the perfect proposal, by your standards at least. So back in 2019, after I had been hinting for at a specific ring to my then boyfriend, for several years, we took our yearly trip to San Antonio, which if you've never been there in the winter, like near Christmas, it's really fun to go on the Riverwalk. It's like a big touristy place that we go there every year. And so we went to San Antonio, and we were staying in a hotel kind of close to the Riverwalk. I think it was the Hilton Garden Inn. I just remember that because I just thought it was a funny place to be proposed to at. I guess I got ahead of the story. So we went out to dinner, and we were going to go back out on the Riverwalk, and I decided to take a nap. And there's this picture of my now husband, Jason, posing in front of me. I'm, passed the fuck out. And he has a ring in front of him. And
oh, my God.
Funny. And then he woke me up and proposed to me, which was pretty sweet. So that was the first thing I have. That's my proposal story at the Hilton Garden Inn on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. And
funny.
So when Marissa, oh, my gosh, Melissa.
It's always Marissa.
Goes on maternity leave. I thought it would be really cool if you had some guests that were, bimbos. maybe Dan Tana, maybe...
Oh, we're doing it. Yeah.
From Las Vegas, maybe Becca or whoever. Not me, though, because I'm terrified of speaking in public. So please don't nominate me. But anyway, y'all are the best. Love you. Hong Kong. La, la, la.
That's a funny proposal story.
That is a really funny proposal.
Well, your wish has come true.
Yeah, your wish is our command.
Okay, next message.
This is a message for web crawlers. This is Holly from McDonald's and of the Haunted Doll. And now I can clarify that I am from Michigan. I live like right in the middle of the state.
Nice.
And the nearest town to me is actually called Amble. And it is clarified as a ghost town on the Google map. So if that tells you anything about my area, like, there's a lot of corn here.
Hell yeah, there is.
Hell yeah, I love corn.
Yeah, lots of corn and, like, farm animals and shit. And I'm right out in the middle of the country, and it's gorgeous. And I love it. And the reason I have the weird, like, O sound is because my boyfriend of 4 years, his family is Dutch. And somehow, through the generations, they retained some of their accents. And he always says shit like, oh, geez, oh, no. And so I've definitely picked that up. And also, like, I've been told that I talk kind of like Uber people, which is like the Upper Peninsula.
The
and they have this whole other way of speaking, which kind of sounds like the people from Canada. I don't know. And I've also been told by people from out of state that Michiganders talk really fast.
Fast?
We don't draw.
Fast?
We just, like, apparently are really clipped and, like, hurry through our sentences.
I feel like I talk
slow.
So,
yeah, that's why I have a funny voice. And McDonald's can be fun.
No, I don't notice it.
Like, sometimes it's fun. Like, I, like, start food fights and stuff and, like, revert back to my teenage days. And I'm just like, pickle fight, bitches.
Pickle fight.
Pickle fight.
They annoy me. And now my 16-year-old's working there, too. And it's so cute. And I just grin ear to ear every time I see him in his little uniform and his little hat making his little cheeseburgers. I think that's it, guys. Love you. Bye.
See, that's crazy because I'm from Michigan and I don't hear
it either, though, accent. To be honest. Yeah.
The Youpers. Yeah, the Upper Peninsula, they got a weird accent. It's very Fargo-esque.
Pickle fight, bitches.
Pickle fight, bitches.
So I forgot the funny part again. It's Holly.
Hi.
Yeah. So the other day, I was standing beside, like, I think he's like 17, and he already has a kid. Oh, my word. Baby's having babies.
Yikes.
So I was standing beside one of the kids I work with, and I was changing the salt and pepper, and that consists of, like, this bag, and it's like a pound of salt and pepper, and then you have the shaker, and you pour it in the shaker, blah, blah, blah. And he made a fucking menopause joke to me, at my expense. So, I, like, went to just, like, dump a little salt and pepper on him, and the bag ripped, and, like, literally a pound of salt and pepper went all over him. And I was like, karma, bitch, karma. And then he was like, it's in my shoes. But he felt bad, and he, like, cleaned up my mess and apologized for the menopause joke. So all is well. I just figured I'd give you, like, a cute little anecdote. All right, bye.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
You get salt and pepper in your shoes.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I've been waiting so long to be able to say that, but I've never had a good reason to write in. I'm not writing, I'm talking. I'm really excited. I just started listening to the Nostradamus episode, which I'm excited to dig into. But you mentioned The Simpsons and how neither of you have seen it for like 10 years. And I am the person in any social situation that will jump on you for saying that because it is still... It's not still good.
Yeah.
It always goes up and down in like waves of how good it is. But there is no social commentary like Simpsons social commentary.
I wanted
to tell you specifically to watch because it's all on Disney Plus, so you can like. It's just the best way to relax as well. Anyway, so season 33, episode 22 is. Oh, just got a message. Is an all-musical takedown of capitalism. And they've got, like, some professor. I don't think he's a professor, but he was, like, important in... Like,
oh,
he was,
really?
Yeah, I don't know. He's an academic. That's the word for it. And he's actually in it. Anyway, it's great. I wish I knew that guy's name. That would be helpful, but I don't. So Hugh Jackman's in it, though, as a singing janitor. So don't miss it. But, like, watch The Simpsons. It'll make you so happy. Have a great day.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, you keep freezing.
Yeah, it says my internet connection is unstable.
Oh, shit. like mother, like internet connection.
Did you hear that message?
Not really. Do you want to summarize it?
So she was talking about how Simpsons is like peak social commentary, and there's an episode where they did an all musical episode about capitalism.
Oh.
And that we should still be watching it.
I was surprised. Recently, I watched Recently, I watched an episode of South Park, and it's still really good. Yeah, they hold up.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, I don't like go out of my way to watch it, but like if I do see it, I'm like,
it's still good. Yeah, still good.
No wonder it's still on. Okay, let's play next message.
Hi, this message is for Webcrawler. Sorry if you hear my dog barking in the background. Just playing a little bit of catch up, and I just heard the Discord murder episodes, and I wanted to tell a story that's similar, but kind of totally the opposite of that story. So I've had a buddy who, I've known online for nearly 20 years at this point, met him through Live Journal, if that gives you an indication how long ago we met. He and I have been friends online, never actually met in person, and this guy is like a social media addict. Like, he posts like 10 to 20 times a day on various forms of social media, and he's got like a little community of friends. We interact with each other, we interact with him. Like, I've made friends that have actually met in real life through him. You know, crazy things. But anyways, a couple of months ago, he just stops posting. His account isn't suspended, which happens sometimes, but his account isn't suspended. He's just not posting, which is really unusual for him. So after about like 36 hours pass, like some of us are starting to get really concerned. So we get together in a group chat and we're like, hey, has anybody heard from him? Has anybody been able to get in touch with his girlfriend, who at the time was living in another country herself, separate from him? Long story there. But we're like, no, nobody can get in touch with anybody. Like, nobody knows how to reach him outside of, you know, social media and all this stuff, and he's not responding. So anyway, we get the idea. We're like, wait, he always talks about this one bar in the town he lives in that he always goes to. Let's cobble together enough of the local language to call this bar. So we call up this bar in this other country at a really random time. Luckily, they were open. And we also did get somebody who spoke English. And we told them, hey, we're looking for this guy. You know, we just want to check, has he been there? Do you know if he's okay? And the guy said, actually, we were just thinking, like, maybe he's broke. He doesn't normally come in when he's broke. But if you're telling us something's wrong, we'll look into it. So what the bar ended up doing was the bar sent somebody to his apartment because they knew where he lived, because he's a drunk. They knew where he lived. Get to the apartment, they could hear his cats meowing. Spoiler, cats are fine. But they could hear his cats meowing. They're like, oh, shit, something's wrong. So they start checking around local hospitals. And actually, on the third one, they find him. He had a stroke in the street, but because he's living in the country illegally, he did not have any identification on him. So he was at the hospital. Nobody knew who he was. So they informed the hospital of his address. The hospital was able to get in touch with his landlord. His landlord was able to get in touch with the girlfriend. The girlfriend was able to come home. She was able to get him on the right medications to balance everything else. Because in addition to the stroke, he also has some, like, brain medications he needs to take that he was not taking, and that wasn't helping anything. So because of us calling that random bar that we, in a language out of us spoke, we actually got him the help that he needed, and he's expected to make a full recovery. So that's my totally opposite story. So,
God, that's crazy.
Love you guys. Thanks.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
For
Jesus.
You for,
wow.
Like, looking out for your internet.
God, what a blessing.
What a blessing. Okay, we got three messages left.
This message is for the web crawlers. This is Allie from Maine, first-time caller, and I'm just curious when you ladies are going to take this on the road and start touring and doing live shows for us. And since I think I'm the first person to ask about this on a mailbag, you are legally obligated to come to Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
I'm not a lawyer, but I do know one. So, okay,
Well, what's funny, we did a live show like right before COVID shut everything down.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
It was fun. Maybe next year we'll do a little tour or something.
Once like COVID is, I mean, it's not going away, but like.
Yeah. Once
we feel safe with like doing stuff. It would be fun. That was
it would be really fun. It was fun to do that.
Yeah. People laughed.
Did a little slide show.
People laughed, did a slide show. Okay, next message.
This message is for the web crawlers.
It's your girl.
Hello.
It's your girl. Louis, my dog just came over and he's breathing really heavy. We're hanging outside. I don't know if you can hear the pool. I'm just chilling and I was scrolling and I came across some breaking news that I had to share with you guys.
Uh-oh.
Actually, let me read it because I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
Okay, so there apparently there's a McDonald's at where is it?
Is she gonna say Hamburger University?
Hamburger University on Randolph in Chicago.
Did we already play this voicemail or is it another one?
Menu available.
I think this is another message, but this might be before that other message. I might be playing them out of order.
Is this the same person who called about the first hamburger? Oh, yes. I was like, why are we getting two voicemails on Hamburger University? That's insane.
No, it's ya girl.
Okay.
So, Liz, Rachel, well, Kelly, I know you're in Texas, but Rosie, anyone in Illinois, should we do a bimbo web crawlers? Oh, Rachel, I also know that you're in Wisconsin. Should we do a bimbo meetup at the International Food Court McDonald's? The International, do you want to meet me? Like somebody, Korean French fries. I don't know if that's what's on the menu. I feel like whenever I see McDonald's menu items from anywhere, like not in the U.S., like it always looks so good. So I really want to try it. So
yeah.
We should go. This is my official invitation. Let's start planning. And also, I don't know if we're going to have like a bimbo convention, a bimbo meetup, a bimbo anything. And like, I kind of also want to put in a vote to do like another live show because I think that would be fun. And also, Maria, if you're listening, I love you and I support your endeavors and I miss you, but I love you. And Allie.
Yes.
And Melissa.
Yes.
You know I love you too. Okay. Well, I'm just like lounging so hard right now. And
hell yeah.
I really just wanted to tell you about McDonald's. So I guess I'll let you go, but you'll hear from me again soon. I'm not farting. That's my. Love you. Bye.
Oh, see, I think that was left before the other message.
Yeah, I think so. I farted in front of my boyfriend for the first time on our vacation. It was horrible.
How did that go?
I mean, it went fine, but I it was.
You gotta
in the
get
kitchen.
It out of the way.
Yeah, we were in the kitchen and it snuck out, and then I screamed, and he was, and he goes, "What?" And I was like, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then I thought he didn't hear me. I thought he only heard me scream. But then like later in the day, he turned to me. He was like, remember when you farted this morning? And I was like, oh my God, hear me. But then it turned out to be funny. Like he just kept making fun of me. And then I felt comfortable. I mean, I'm not going to do it again, but.
You got to get it out of the way. Once you do the first one, we have one voicemail left. Can you hear me? Can you hear this? Can you hear me?
You were frozen. Well, maybe we save this last voicemail. I don't know if Melissa can hear me, but I can't hear her.
I can hear you. Oh no.
This is web crawlers. Okay. Then I'm just going to, you're totally frozen. So we can just play the voicemail next time, baby.
Okay.
You're 100% frozen and I can't hear you.
Okay.
This is web crawlers. Thank you for your voicemails as usual. Sorry if this ending is a little awkward. Melissa is totally frozen. So.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Say, like every 3 minutes, it's like, Matt. I am Allie Siegel.
That is Melissa Stenton.
Oh, no. And that's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.